paint, then stitch. Switzerland to Australia. For this tablecloth, Clemens said of his choosing a tablecloth to Harriet.
My mother has given me an old nice thick linen tablecloth, which also has traces, but from the sun bleached spots. We used it on the terrace, because a white cloth would glare too hard. I, my mother, my father, and probably even my much too early deceased brother have eaten on it.
Clemens painted women at work, often capturing women who work within care industries and roles. The composition includes women engaging in work at desks or with their professional equipment, as well as women coming to and from work. This is especially noticeable in the scene created by Clemens of women at a bus stop. After Harriet received Clemens's tablecloth in Canberra, Australia, she meticulously adorned Clemens's scenes of women with embroidered florals and botanicals. Of her process, she told Clemens,
"I've loved getting to know the women you have painted. I feel their labor, and have decided to contribute an aspect of my own labor as an artist interested in time and process. In my practice, I work with embroidery as a way of extending a line. Embroidery forces you to slow down. A stitched line is slow, careful and purposeful. I have brought that into this work by doing this repetitive mark making surrounding the women you have painted. I like to think the repetitive lines look like these invisible auras. Then I've incorporated flowers, inspired by the embroidered tablecloth photos you sent me from a recent museum trip you took. I had this idea of offering these ladies flowers, while also giving a nod to traditional embroidery craft that is seen on tablecloths, made by women, that feature the most beautiful decorative flower designs. I loved your idea of working with medicinal flowers and herbs. Thank you for offering that. There's something lovely about working with flowers that offer some kind of care."
Stitch, then paint. Australia to Switzerland. For this tablecloth, Harriet said to Arte Al and Clemens of her starting point,
"I thought I could embroider text that tells stories of women in my life who have cared for me, in different ways. So the tablecloth would hold these stories of casual acts of care that have meant a lot to me, some I think the friend in question may not even know how meaningful their act was. And maybe, it's through reading these acts of care that Clemens might get a better understanding of me. Might get to know me better through knowing the actions of others towards me that I found meaningful."
The stories which Harriet embroidered are: Deb danced wildly with me every week for my first year of motherhood. Soph would often rescue me in her old bomb van. Stella gave me a patch of dirt to grow veggies. Carla brought me soft, stinky cheeses in hospital. Steph carried both hers and my bags. Alice gave me magic, invisible, monster-deterring potion. Jax made me Sunday dinners after my first breakup. Mum built an enclosure for my vegetable garden. Lolly tidied all my cupboards and drawers, and Kate always checks in. After Clemens received Harriet's tablecloth in Bern, Switzerland, he drew and then painted a selection of women caring. Some of the women composed are Clemens's responses to the women in Harriet's stories, while others are personal and fictional women. Inspired by the historic textiles shared during the Zoom meetings and his trips to museums, Clemens also leaned into the decorative through the placement and scale of his composed women. Four small women are positioned in the corners, while five more prominent women are featured in the center of the tablecloth.